Hi guys, this is Thesia Ellis and welcome to This Grandma's Life. All right, I'm going to start out by saying I have not figured out how to get rid of the glare on my glasses, and so hopefully you will forgive me for that. This is kind of a strange thing. 3 days ago, I thought a little bit about whether I wanted to do a podcast or not, but 3 days ago I was doing chores, all of a sudden it hits me. I don't know what happened there. Okay. Hopefully we're still here. I've got a lot to learn. So I didn't even know anything about, I don't know anything about podcasts. We'll figure it out. But suddenly hit me that I wanted to do a podcast. I like to tell stories, you know, and I, you know, at first I thought, well, I don't have anything to say to people. You know, I don't have that much knowledge of what's going on in the world, but I do know that I always usually have a story to tell, and I enjoy telling my stories. So I thought I would do that. And then right there while I was making that decision, it comes up that I was going to call it This Grandma's Life. So I do have a little bit of a schedule here. I don't know how long it's going to take or anything, but I think I've decided I'm going to do a little bit of a quote of the day for you. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening around the farm and my three things. I'll explain that here in a few minutes. And what I'm reading, this could get a little controversial. I read a lot of stuff, but I'm going to cover that, and then my story of the day. And so there's going to be a few things along the way. I'm going to learn as I go. Right now, I'm just trying to learn how to do live streaming, and then I'm going to try to get where I can go out on all the regular podcasts. Because if you're like me, I love YouTube and I love to watch videos, but I'm busy and I want to be able to put everything out on a podcast that I can put earbuds in my ears and get on down. First of all, I really want to do a special thanks to some people who are kind of in my community. They've embraced me as part of the community, particularly with the podcast, the Fireside Freedom podcast. Ken Esch and Brian Alexovich, they've been awfully nice to me, just very helpful. They even, you know, poor Ken, he's offered several times to help me. I'm going, no, I figured it out myself. But every once in a while, I look up to him and say, okay, I need a little bit of help here. But they've been very kind, and they've been not just kind, but they've been tangibly helpful too. So I want to say thank you to them and to Tim, Toolman Tim. He from afar, he's always doing something too. My quote of the day is, all the resources we need are in the mind. Theodore Roosevelt Jr. I thought that kind of makes sense, because even though I've got so much to learn about how to do this stuff, I've got what it takes right here in my mind to figure it out, get it done, and move on. So I liked that one. All the resources we need are in the mind. Theodore Roosevelt. Okay, farm happenings. Well, you know, all of you know it's fall, and then we don't get bitterly cold in here. Well, I say bitterly cold, you know, it gets down the teens and stuff in like in February, but we've had some chilly mornings. I think it actually is supposed to get down into the 30s here in the next couple of days, but it's kind of weird. You get up and it's like 50 degrees when you're doing chores in the morning, and then this afternoon it was 80 degrees, and it's going to be 50 degrees again tonight. So I don't know. I think we've got one more day of tomorrow's supposed to be in the 80s, and then our highs are in the 50s and 60s for a while. So that's one thing about Oklahoma weather. It changes a lot and makes it difficult to try to plan things sometimes. But I love it here, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My hands quit laying. At first I thought it was from the heat. Well, there's been two or three things that's happened. Like when during the heat, there was also predators, and it took out, I don't know, seven or eight of my hands. And so, and then the heat definitely got bad. And I think they're all just molting now. And so I'm hardly getting any eggs at all. But my heritage turkeys are old enough now that they're laying eggs. And well, one of them was laying eggs pretty consistently. And now I'm getting multiples. So it means my other ones are starting to lay too. But I had two this morning that the shells were really soft on them. I've got a whole bunch of good solid eggs, but then I've got two really mushy, soft shelled eggs. And I'm not sure what to do about that. I mean, I'm probably put more in it, more calcium in their system or something. So, but it seems like one or two of my hens need my turkey hens need some help with their minerals. So we'll check that out. And yes, if you've seen anything that I've been doing, I've got the skirting off again. It came off. I think it was when a thunderstorm blew off here a few weeks ago. So I'm working on, making another brace for behind the skirting and see if I can get that going. And but at the same time, part of what's taking it so long is I'm having to take everything apart, and then I want to put a weed cloth down and chuck it up underneath where the skirting's going to be. And so I've had to really kind of dismantle everything, and I'll put the weed cloth up. So, and then put wood shavings, wood chips on top of that, and plant some stuff there, not only for windbreak, but to make it pretty. And then I won't have to weed eat or mow right up against the house. That's my plan. Right now it's just all taken apart, and I'm hoping tomorrow I can get something done with that one. So yeah, my skirting is off again, but I'll get it done. Okay. Those of you who follow, Nicole Sauce on Living Free in Tennessee, you know that she has a My Three Things, and I try to be pretty consistent about it, because I have to admit it's helped me an awful lot to keep me focused, help me to understand what's most important, what I got to get done today, and it also keeps me honest. You know, you try to put on there what you really think that you're going to get done too, but you and that will help you move forward. But sometimes you got to be honest. You're going, I'm not going to get this thing done today, but I'm going to write it down anyway, something like that. And that's what, so my three things today was the boxing class at the gym. I love going to the gym of these classes. I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They kick my butt. I have a good time. Tuesday and Thursday, I do flexibility exercises at home, because I'm getting old enough that I need to do some, I need to really start working on my flexibility. And so I do those. But today is on Fridays is Piloxing class, and I really enjoy it. And I did put on there that I had to, was going to do the weed cloth, and I had fully intended on doing it again. But the other day I had to take the girls to Tulsa to take it. One of her gaming systems or her gaming system needed to be repaired. And then they called, and today I'm going back to Tulsa. So it's like a 40-50 mile trip each way, and that really eats into my day. So I did not get the skirting done or weed cloth. And the other thing I had on my three things today is a podcast, and I'm really hoping that this is coming across. We'll have to see. I don't know, but let's see what I'm reading now. This is where it could be kind of get controversial, and it's not going to always be controversial, but it's one particular book that I've been trying to wade my way through for several weeks now, because it's a long book. It's very intense. It's very dense and has a lot to it. And basically, and honestly, you get to reading on it, and after about 15 minutes, you're going, I'm kind of irritated and I don't want to read anymore. So it's been taking me long to get through it. And this is from Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Dr. Anthony Fauci. And it's, like I said, it'll make you mad. And if this irritates some of you, I'm real sorry. This you know, I'm not always going to do that. But I want to read you some of these things. Now, this man, he has written this book. Like I said, it's very dense and intense. But he puts footnotes to everything that he has posted in here. And this one was what I was reading about Gates and some of the stuff that he's been doing. He's been so focused on vaccinations for different things that like even in Africa, they're not getting what they need to actually improve. And what he's saying here, the Times investigation found that Gates programs, including those of the Global Fund and the GAVI Alliance, have had negative consequences on public health. In fact, the Times found an adverse correlation between dollars spent by Gates charities and declines in children's health. The nation that gets the most Gates money see the worst health outcomes. The Los Angeles Times conclude that Gates' obsession with vaccine-preventable diseases has proportionately reduced assistance streams for nutrition, transportation, hygiene, and economic development, causing negative overall impacts on public health. Gates claims that his vaccines have saved several million lives is a reflective trope for which he offers no proof, no validation, and no accountability. Most of the preeminent decision makers and advisors in the Gates organization are former pharmaceutical industry moguls and regulators who, not surprisingly, share his pharma-centric worldview. So that was just all I'm going to read for that one. But this book is just full of it. And, okay, I'm kind of anti-political. I'm one of those that I'm just let me do my thing. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. And I guess for most of us in the country, that usually falls in the Republican realm. I don't know. But that was written by a Democrat. So I don't know if that helps ease some of the what you just heard. So, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, this is a book that's actually telling pointing out some of the lies that we've been told for the last 2 or 3 years. And it's just, I don't, like I said, you read it for about 15 minutes and then you're mad and you shut it for a while. Excuse me. All right. My story of the day. Oh my gosh, guys. You know, some of you know that I bought a breeding trio and we brought them home in January of this year. And they got old enough where I could put them together. I can't remember what month I put them together. Excuse me. And they were together about a month, but it was during the heat of the summer. So I was trying to look for evidence of breeding because they were old enough at that time. But he was interested, but the girls were not necessarily. And I believe it was because of the heat of summer. And my boar, Jimmy Dean, he really struggled with the heat. I was going out in the middle of the day and hosing him down to cool him off. And even then I could tell he was struggling. And finally one day we went out there and he had died. And I'm pretty sure he had died from the heat. The girls handled it much better than he did. So I was busy doing a few things like trying to get ready to do the Self-Reliance Festival and just everything that entailed to get ready for that. And I did not get on to actually replacing a boar. But we finally, this last weekend, Tom and I drove to Holdenville to a lady who does Idaho pasture pigs too. And we bought a boar. He's 6 months old. My girls are, excuse me, 10 months old now. No, 11 months old. They're almost double a year old here, about a month. It's crazy. You can talk and do all kinds of things and then never choke. And then you get on live and you choke. But we drove down. Then we brought back a pretty nice looking boar. And we ended up naming him Oscar for Oscar Meyer. And no, we're not planning on eating him or anything. This breeding trio is we're going to keep them. And we may have some of their piglets may become feeders and such. But right now, basically, Daisy and Waddles have a new boyfriend or will eventually. But I made a few mistakes. And I think the biggest mistake I made is I did not ask if Oscar was electric fence trained. Because I guess I just automatically assumed that everybody who had Idaho pasture pigs trained their pigs to electric. And we did not. So we brought him home. And it was dark by the time we got home that evening. Because it was like a 2.5 hour drive. And we had decided to meet at 4 o'clock in the evening. Got him home, sent him up in his own paddock, and he was not having any of that. He kept breaking through my electric fence, and I kept trying to, you know, help him and guide him and leave him back in there, but he was in there with the girls. I thought, okay, I'm going to bed. He's with the girls. All right, and it seemed to be going okay. Well, okay, he's a teenager pig, and teenager pigs apparently are like teenage boys, and he kept trying to mount both Daisy and Waddles, and particularly Waddles. And Waddles was not having it. And so I got up the next morning, and they had been wrestling so violently, they actually knocked over a 55-gallon barrel of water, and the barrel had knocked over the fence. And so then I had pigs out, and it took me 3 hours to get them corralled back in. It's not like they were running or anything. They just wanted to eat grass because, well, for one thing, they had already eaten the grass where they were, and it's been so dry, even where they were eating, there was not much grass to be eaten, but they were just wandering around eating and stuff. The only thing, too, though, is that apparently he and Oscar and Waddles had been, I had seen them wrestling a few times and kind of fighting and stuff, and I was kind of watching and said, but then all of a sudden when I noticed that Oscar was sitting and Waddles was mad. She keeps going after him. But he kept sitting down. And I finally noticed that she had bitten his testicles. And oh, I thought, oh no. So I set him up his own paddock again. But I set it up closer because I had daylight. And I set him up a paddock where I could put him into it and be right there next to girls. And he was pouting by this time because his testicles hurt. They were bleeding and they were hurt. I mean, he didn't sustain terrible damage, but he was hurting, as you can well imagine. And then to top it off, this poor pig, he backed up his bleeding testicles to the electric fence. So he is electric fence trained now. But he's spent a day and a half pouting, and I think he's feeling better. He's getting up and around and stuff, but he's had a rough couple of days at our place, and I feel sorry for him. But they seem to get along better, even if it is just through a couple of fences. They're not together anymore. I mean, because I was trying to quarantine him. I mean, you were supposed to quarantine and keep him separate, but he was not going to have anything of it. But so they spent a few hours together, but they are separate from each other again. So Oscar, his first couple of days here, it did not go well, and I felt sorry for him. So that was my story of the day. My income producing activities. I want to tell you about the Fold card. I'm sure you've heard about it from several other people, and I got mine, and it's kind of cool. Now I'm still struggling with putting enough money on. I mean, I spend the money. It's true, but I've struggled with putting enough money on to spend it on different things so that I can get the Satoshis. But what you do is when you spend, I think what you get in an automatic 1%, and you can spin the wheel on some of them, and you can get higher percentages of Satoshis. You can start stacking Satoshis on just the items that you buy. And like I said, I haven't done enough on it yet. I've used it for several things I buy in town and stuff, but also you can set it up for Amazon. They've got a whole list of things that you can spend the your Fold card. It's a prepaid debit card, so you put your money onto it, and then as you use it, you stack Satoshis. That's it in a nutshell. And it's pretty cool, and I will see if I could put that link in the show notes. I knew there was something I was supposed to be putting in there, so because I could share it with people and share that information with people. So, and if you sign up through my thing, then I get a few Satoshis too. I'm going to steal this. Now, I didn't particularly steal the quote of the day from Ken Nash, but he does it. But I collect quotes. I've got a whole stack of quotes that I have saved over the years. So I can't say that I actually stole that, but I did steal from Brian Alexejevis, the creator of the day. And today it is going to be Ken Nash of Constructive Liberty Podcast. He not only does quotes, but he does a lot of like self-improvement type things, which I have always been a fan of. He loves to do the DISC personality assessment. And that's what he spoke on at the Self-Reliance Festival. But I just enjoy his podcast. And I believe he does it on his YouTube channel too. And I like the sound information that he puts out, and how he can, and things that you can apply to your life immediately, and even if it's nothing else but a good mindset to get you moving forward in your life and what you want to do. And speaking of moving forward and doing what you want you to do, now if you mean you who follow me on my YouTube channel, you know that I always tell you to live until you die. And I will tell you to live until you die. I am 60 years old as of right now. And I keep saying that I'm old. I don't feel that old. I feel pretty good, but I think I'm considered old. But I've also decided that this is it. This is all I've got. And then like what Jack Spirko has always told us too, without the dash, what is the dash? The dash is that space between the day you were born and the day you die. What are you doing with that dash? What are you doing with that dash? Are you following your dreams? Are you making sure that you have good reason to get up out of bed and go to work every day or do whatever the work you do? Is it something that you enjoy? Is it something that you can follow up on and do? Now, I'm not trying to get you to quit your job and run off and do things, but I do want you to figure out what gets you out of bed and work toward that. This is it, guys. This is all we have. Take care of your dash. Do what you need to do with it. I'm getting started late. You know, I've spent my entire life trying to fit in with the world and trying to do what I was told to do. And I'm happier now than I've ever been in my entire life because I'm doing what, because when I turned 50, I realized that I had lived longer than I had left. Even if I lived to be 100, obviously, okay? I may only live till tomorrow, may not live that much at all. But essentially, on an average, I definitely have lived already more than what I have left. Is that what I want to do whenever I die and go see God? I'm going to say, yeah, I tried to fit in and I didn't, and I gave up. And at 50 years old, instead of it, I gave up. And when I still got a whole lot of life to live, it's time to get things done. Enjoy your lives, guys. Live until you die. See you next time. This was rough, but it'll get better.